Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am reviewing the new film, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. This is the latest Ghostbusters of 2024, from whenever you're watching this. Who knows how much further this could go? They seem to have endless tales that they can tell. This film brings us back to New York City after the last one for Ghostbusters Afterlife took place in a small town. We are back to the big city in this one, and it's pleasant. It's a fresh film. It's fun, and I'm really excited to talk about it. Frozen Empire is rated PG-13, so feel free to bring those little ones. Is it, how scary is it? Probably 13 is probably a good age for it. I think it's got some ghosts in there. Can they handle the ghosts? Some scary ghosts, some scary demonish. I mean, they're all ghosts, I guess, but some look a little more demon-like. If they can handle the previous ones, it's probably fine. This is a comedy fantasy. Runs 1 hour and 55 minutes. Written by Gil Keenan and Jason Reitman. Directed by Gil Keenan. The cast, big cast, returning from the previous film, we have Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, McKenna Grace, Celeste O'Connor, and Logan Kim. Returning from the original film, the original set of films, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, and William Atherton. And then we have two new people to the franchise in the form of Kumail Nanjiani and Patton Oswalt. Big cast. So a lot of these are supporting characters, but even some of the supporting characters are pretty important roles, as you know, as has happened in the past. Let me break down the story for you. The Spanger family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken ghostbusting to the next level. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters, new and old, must unite to protect their home and save the world from a second ice age. Isn't it always the ancient artifacts? Why do we even dabble with them? Why does one mess with ancient artifacts when they always unleash something? I guess there's probably a lot of ancient artifacts that don't, and they're not movie worthy, because who wants to watch a movie about something that doesn't release an ancient artifact? By the way, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry about my nose. I can't do anything about this at this point. This is the best I can do. This nasal voice. For right now, this is pollen season, and I got to get this review done. It's trying to make the weather go away for a little bit, but I had to do it, so it's done. So I sound a little weird today, and I apologize. For the next one, hopefully I sound normal again. Side note, that's a side note. Okay, don't include this in the main review. Anyhow, my initial reaction to the film is this is why I fell in love with movies. This kind of movie. It had it all for me. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was personal. I think one of the things I like about the Ghostbusters franchise, most of them, is they managed to get, aside from the gigantic apocalyptic element, they will get a side story that is very down to earth, very intimate, something that I can relate to. And when you're working in a fantasy world, that's important. How does the audience relate to them? Let's find characters, even supernatural ones, even maybe ghosts. How can I connect with them? A personal longing that they have. They want to just reconnect with their family and let that be the thing that I can understand and I can relate to. I can't understand the world domination. I mean, I've played Risk, so I get that in some ways, but like, I don't get it in a real way, but these human things that they can attach and side stories to make you understand, to make you feel like the teenager who wants to be heard. They did that and it drew you in. And that's like, you know, all the movies I grew up on, which sounds like Ghostbusters, Goonies, Weird Science, these, like, I'm a kid, but still understand, still listen to me. It has that. And yes, it's funny. The special effects are great. But like, I mean, oh my God, I'm old. I grew up, the special effects are so good now. Even when they're bad, they're still like, still way better than I would ever see. Quit your complaining, sir. But what I think they're really good. Some of them are funny. I think they do a great job throughout the film of building tension, relieving with comedy, building more tension, relieving with comedy. It keeps going up and up. This one is more, I would say it probably feels like more comedy than the last one. Last one had a little, you know, there's an undertone of somebody had died. So, and I'd even say, I argue a lot that the original Ghostbusters was not that funny. Like, it was a comedy horror. Had some funny parts, but it was, there was a lot of seriousness to it. And I know Afterlife heard, it got some criticism for being too serious. Like, oh, you forgot the laughs. I mean, I thought it was humorous, but I thought it was back down to earth. And, you know, I was like, oh, this was, yeah, more serious. Okay, I get that. This one definitely goes for the comedy. And I liked it. But it's not too far, right? So, I love the best things about this film, the humanity. I love how it connects you in an intimate way. I love the writing throughout the film. Love the story. I think the casting is just superb in it. Like, everybody is perfect in the roles. The Paul Rudd is the guy who's standing in as a place as a stepfather, but not actually a stepfather yet. Trying to figure out what his place is in this relationship. And I love how that is almost as important as solving the ghost issues, right? Because that is important. That's the most important thing. And that's what we're going to relate to more. And they do a great job of that. On the negative side, there's a couple points where I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. There's a couple little plot holes. Minor, I would say, but they are used to drive a character forward where they misunderstand her intentions. And that has to happen for the thing to go forward. But it's like, wait, but she was helping people out. That's obvious. That doesn't make sense. Couple little things like that. I don't want to get into detail, but you can expect that in a movie about ghosts and catching ghosts and busting ghosts. You're not gonna be perfect probably in the realism, I guess. Unless it's real. I don't think it is. But yeah, so a couple of plot hole issues there. But other than that, it's a solid time. It's a solid time in the theater. I don't know what more you could ask for in a film. A Ghostbusters film, I should say. I don't know what more you were looking for other than to be entertained, laugh, and then move on with your life. I think it'll stick with you. I think there's a bunch of stuff in it that'll stick with you long after you've left the theater, and that's important. The lesson of the film. There's a couple in here. I think it's that you don't judge someone by their age. Judge them by their abilities. There's something about patience, about being patient. That's maybe a message for the teenagers. Sometimes you got to follow rules, right? There's a part of it that I'm afraid of spoiling, that I don't want to try to bounce around how I spoil it, because there's the bad person who's not really a bad person. So one of the bad people, but they're not really a bad person, who befriends one of the Ghostbusters. Doing what's right will reward you. Something there. There's something there. It's funny. You can't live with yourself. When you do something bad, you can't live with yourself, even if you're dead. Right? So you have to. That's something to think about. Like, it's these movies try to educate. Like, it's often about doing the right thing, right? Do the right thing. Even if you're dead. Even if you're dead, you should do the right thing. Okay? And that's something I will take forward. Is this film rewatchable? Yes. I think in more than some of the other ones, probably. I look forward to seeing this again. I will happily watch this with my kids when they're ready. The older one, whenever she's ready. Like, yeah, I look forward to this already. It is a movie I'm looking forward to a second viewing. And that's definitely not all movies for me. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to another showing on this. This film, I just can't say enough good things about it. I think you should go watch it. Obviously, in my scale of love it, like it, or lose it, that you all know, I'm going to give this a love it, because I did absolutely love the film. Came out so happy, and I think it was unexpected. I didn't watch any trailers on this, so I had no idea what to expect. I'd seen, commercials were come on occasionally, and I'd see the Frozen stuff happening on it, but I didn't want to be. I was so afraid I would be disappointed that they kept going in this, and then it would turn out bad. And I'm so happy. Like, this could end up making it one of the top franchises, right? Like, of having this many, what is this, six now? And I'm one of the apologists for the female Ghostbusters. I did enjoy that. I don't want you to tarnish my reputation on that. Judge me separately. Unless you liked it and agree with me, then hey, we're together. To have six films out now, and have over half of them you're doing well on, I think that's good. I think that's good and fine. So there you go. That's my review, folks. That's it. I don't have a lot for you on this one to dive into. It's a funny, fresh film that I will be happy to watch again and again, and I hope you will too. some of the jokes. Okay, so one more thing. I got a comment that I love in the And I think they started this in Afterlife where they accepted that the Ghostbusters universe, that these like the music video and the song was like stuff they did on their own, and they started merchandising and stuff. So I love acknowledging that there's merchandising around Ghostbusters in the world of the Ghostbusters movie. There's a lot of fun that can be done with that, right? And they got to play with some jokes on that. And I love that they've, that's sort of an unexpected twist that they did with in the movie, they started in the last one a little bit and lead into it more in here. And all the actors are great. Just a great movie. Go see it, okay? And when you're done and you want to talk to somebody about it, call me. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters or Silas, okay? That's it. Thank you for listening to this review. Let me know, do you agree or disagree? How did you feel? Please leave a comment. If you're watching this on YouTube or wherever, you can leave a comment if you're listening. Did you agree or disagree with this, my take on the film? What did you think? Tell me. And hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified when a new review comes out. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.